Of course, that report is landing as many in the United Kingdom are still figuring out what it will mean to be out of the European Union. In one part of the UK, Scotland, most people want to stay in, and there could be a way to do that. Scots are now talking about holding their second referendum in recent years to declare independence from the UK. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Glasgow.
When Maggie Rannick woke up to the results of last month's vote, she couldn't believe it.
I just thought, are they nuts? This is bonkers. And so although the last time I voted to be part of the United Kingdom, if there's another referendum, I'm going to be voting out.
Rannick spoke at a pub near the University of Glasgow, where she teaches art. In the 2014 referendum here, she backed staying in the UK. She thought Scotland, England, Wales, and Northern Ireland would be better together. It was a campaign slogan at the time. Now, Rannick doesn't buy all that unity talk.
I don't want to be part of England.
What makes you not want to be a part of it?
Well, because I really would like to not be ruled by English people.
You hear this kind of frustration across Glasgow, Scotland's largest city, in places like Buchanan Street. It's a pedestrian walking area where musicians like this Hungarian drummer play various instruments on summer evenings, including, inevitably, these.
We thought it was incredibly unfair.
Daniel Everett is 17. He just graduated from high school. Although Everett was too young to vote on Brexit, he really wanted the UK to stay in the EU.
We feel, as a nation, Scotland is a nation. Scotland voted to remain, and that's not happening. We don't feel that's a democratic vote. So lots of the smaller nations feel as though their voices weren't heard.
Nicola Sturgeon, leader of the Scottish National Party, said after the Brexit vote that a second referendum to leave the UK was, quote, highly likely. Everett and many other nationalists here say if they get another chance, they'll vote for independence, and they expect the referendum to pass. Not everyone here in Glasgow, though, is convinced. David Leask works for the local newspaper.
I don't think there'll be another Scottish referendum, no. For the simple reason being, Scotland originally voted to stay part of the UK, and I don't see it changing now.
Why not, do you think?
I think for the simple reason being financially, I think it'd be very foolish considering they were putting, I think at the start, they were putting everything on the having the oil revenue to take Scotland forward, and we don't have that.
A few years ago, energy from the North Sea provided nearly 20% of the revenue for Scotland's government. Back then, the Scottish National Party painted a rosy financial picture of independence. Tom Lundberg, who teaches politics at the University of Glasgow, explains on Skype.
They promised all kinds of things to all kinds of people, all kinds of free things that somehow we would be able to afford as an independent country. And they were looking at very high oil revenues when they were making these calculations.
About 3 months before the 2014 vote, crude oil was selling for more than $100 a barrel. Since then, prices and government oil revenue have plummeted. Lundberg says in a second referendum, the party, which everyone calls the SNP, has to be much more realistic with voters.
If you raise people's expectations, which the SNP did the last time, and then you fail to deliver, there could be a big problem.
And any new vote on independence isn't expected anytime soon.
People ought to slight their referendum out.
Marie Pittock is a cultural historian of the British Isles at the University of Glasgow. He says the independence and Brexit votes have exhausted Scots. Most aren't ready for another.
The polling evidence is that a small majority don't want a second referendum right now, and a small majority would vote for Scottish independence if there was one.
In other words, after the most dramatic period in UK politics in decades, the Scots, like practically everyone else here, need to catch their breath and think about the future of this nation. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Glasgow.